Well, I mentioned inflation picking up in October. Look, it's not going to break the bank. It's instead of coming in at 3% as expected, it came in at 3.3%. Remember, the Reserve Bank has got a goal. It's set by government to have keep inflation or try to keep inflation between 3% and 6%, and it's gone to the lower end of that band, and is now picking up just a little bit. But still, inflation very much under control. But the big culprits, food. Non-alcoholic beverages, that's what it looks like. Let's listen to Gina Schoeman. Gina Schoeman is the economist at Citibank. She's saying you don't need to be too alarmed, not yet.
The slight pickup in October inflation suggests that you are seeing some of the effects of the rand weakness earlier this year starting to come through on items like vehicles and potentially also on food inflation. But consumers shouldn't really have to worry, because at 3.3%, that's still incredibly low for 3 to 6% target range. And looking ahead through 2021, inflation should still average 3.4% according to our forecasts. And so that really helps the consumer when it comes to its nominal.
How rude, Gina. She just puts the phone down halfway through. But thank you, Gina Schoeman at Citibank. Listening to that, Paul Makube, Senior Agricultural Economist at FNB. Where in the food categories are we beginning to see inflation pick up, Paul?
Good afternoon. We're beginning to see it picking up, especially in the grain and the meat complex. That's where, you know, the pickup has been happening, and we've seen it happening over time, you know, despite the fact that we have a bullish harvest this season, a bumper harvest for both the summer and the winter crops. And this was due to the strong export demand that has seen prices remaining elevated up to this time of the season.
Because, of course, grain prices are not made in South Africa. Grain prices are globally traded commodities. And if we don't push prices up, then farmers understandably want to export their crops. It's a perfectly legitimate business tool. And so, therefore, we have to have comparable pricing.
Yes, I mean, we you know, especially the grains, we dependent on what happens on the world market, but also the rand-dollar exchange rate. So, but if there is a shortage on the international market, and we have a bumper harvest here, and we can easily export, and this is really what happens when you're able to export. So strong exports have driven prices, maintaining prices at current strong levels for this season.
Now, I mean, South Africans are meat lovers. We can't always afford it, of course, because meat prices are elevated, despite the fact that we produce lots of meat in South Africa, and very much the same sort of factors at play as there is with grains. Beef is something I think we like at this time of year. It's an expression of great celebration and festivity. But I think beef prices are facing quite a lot of pressure.
Yes, there is pressure there, and upward pressure there on the meat prices, particularly you know, beef. And we're likely to see that the trend to continue until the end of the year. And this is driven by, you know, a strong, resilient demand, you know, despite the fact that we had lockdown, that strong demand, but also that good production conditions as a result of rain that ensures that we have, you know, grass cover, and, you know, farmers are able to, you know, to restock and also, you know, rebuild their herd. So that has been what is happening, and the fact that you know, especially with sheep, slaughtering has been very high due to the persistent drought in the eastern and the northern Cape. But despite those numbers, we've seen you know, demand remain relatively strong, and hence we see prices at current levels where they are very high.
Paul, don't go anywhere. What about chicken and chicken demand? Because that is our most popular animal protein in South Africa. But a guy who serves lots and lots of steak on a daily basis, as much as he possibly can, is David Higgs. Now, David is the chef and co-founder of Marble Restaurant in Rosebank in Johannesburg. And we got hold of him earlier and said, just from a restaurateur's perspective, where already you're struggling to get people through the door, how worried are you about inflation in beef? Because he sells a lot of beef.
Our biggest challenge, I think, is yet to come. I think next year is going to be really, really tough. As you said, you know, food costs is rising. There's definitely going to be shortages. They're talking about shortages of beef. And we're serving, you know, obviously in South Africa, South African restaurants, and what South Africans eat, they love red meat. So we got some serious challenges coming for sure, you know, because what we're trying to do is keep our costs low, to get people into the restaurant, but also we need our margins, you know, our lease sort of holidays and stuff that we've negotiated maybe till early next year are gonna run dry, and then things get really, really tight again, you know.
Marble restaurant owner David Higgs this evening, talking about markets being tough. Hopefully the beef isn't. Paul Makube, you just listened to a restaurateur there, top restaurateur in Johannesburg, concerned about beef prices. But what about chicken? Because chicken is a massive staple in South Africa. Anybody can afford a meat protein, it's generally going to be chicken. We, I think, slaughter in the region of 20 million chickens a year or something insane. I mean, or a billion chickens a year. What am I talking about? We like chicken. It comes in a fast food bucket or it comes on a plate. We'll have a lot of chicken. And chicken prices should be under quite a lot of pressure because imports are, there's still a lot of dumping happening in South Africa that chicken producers locally tell me.
Yeah, with regard to chicken, it lacks the rest of the meat complex in terms of the, you know, positive gains in price. And this is as a result of the fact that you have a very stiff competition on the local market in terms of getting upward pricing, and remember the current slight improvement in price on the chicken side is as a result of the fact that producers are trying to recoup costs. We talked earlier about the grain prices, especially maize. That has remained quite, at high levels, which means it squeezes margins for producers at that level, and therefore they have to recoup costs. And on the other hand, they have to also compete with imports, in most instances coming in a bit cheaper relative to the, local ones. But also that chicken is the, cheaper source of protein, and therefore it's also used as a loss leader in at retail level, and therefore that makes the competition there and dealing there very, very tough. The producers have to justify costs to ensure that they can get back on good footing with regard to price.
Paul Makube, thank you. He's a senior agricultural economist at FNB.